Dr. Darren Disley, Executive Chairman of Horizon Discovery Limited and Director of New Ventures at Executive Technologies, thank you for talking to the Centre for Entrepreneurial Learning's Entrepreneurs and Experts podcast series today. Now, first of all, we're having a look at making the perfect elevator pitch, if there is such a thing. But you describe yourself as a serial entrepreneur. Have you been involved in many startups and ventures? Where did it all begin for you?
Yes, for me, it started following my postdoctoral research here at Cambridge. I set up small businesses very early on, consultancy businesses ostensibly. And since then, I've been involved in setting up 10 biotech, high-tech businesses. I would actually describe myself as a parallel entrepreneur. There's six of my ventures are currently ongoing, and I'm actively involved in the management of those.
So, you know, that just sort of rolls off the tip of your tongue. But just take us through that first business proposal. That must have been very exciting for you. And is that where you learnt to make the ideal pitch?
Yes, I believe the ideal investor pitch is about sort of translating your concept or idea in any setting to anyone. And that very first business, when I had very little experience outside of scientific research, the people who I was actually selling to were my business partners at the time, if you like, and the friends and family who I was trying to convince of my concept and to back me as a person, to the tune of £10,000 in that first business. And I realized just how hard a skill it is to sort of translate your idea and concept in a clear, concise, compelling way, even to family who are sort of predisposed to backing you.
Is it an art to be mastered, do you think? How does that practical level of advice help the so-called entrepreneur?
Throughout your career as an entrepreneur, the one thing you'll learn is you're much more of a generalist than a specialist. You need to be 70% as good as your lawyer, as your accountant, as your chief operating officer. You need to have all of those skills in the bank. But the one thing you need to be as an entrepreneur and chief executive is have 100% ability to sell. You're constantly selling, whether you're selling to employees to achieve more and define success for themselves, whether you're selling to investors to raise money to develop your business, or ultimately, the ultimate validation is selling to your customers to buy your products and services. And if you master this concept of the elevator pitch, it will serve you well throughout your career.
I'm struck by the fact that you sort of walk in with your briefcase, do you? You make sure you have a good shower, brush your hair, clean shoes, a new suit on, a designer label perhaps. It's how you look as well before you sit down, isn't it? From that moment you enter the room, people are judging you.
People are definitely judging you. I come from a slightly less than conventional school of thought when it comes to dress codes, etc. I believe that substance will win out over style. The purpose of the uniform, so to speak, when you go into a meeting is to come across as professional, respectful, and not give the person that you are selling to a reason to dislike you before they've heard the pitch that you're making. Sometimes that will mean wearing a suit. Other times I don't think it necessarily means that. You need to be comfortable, and sales is about building confidence. So that first step is about building confidence in you. So sometimes appearance is important.
Okay, so you may in fact have been a techie type or in the biotech industries in your lab or up late at night. It's a change of gear for you, isn't it, making this elevator pitch, going along to people and asking for money. Do you think that people, if you like, misunderstand the purpose of it? Do they think, well, I'm walking in the room to be friends with these people, when in fact it's an efficient business relationship?
Absolutely. I mean, I've given over 500 investor pitches during my time, and they've taken place in a wide variety of contexts, whether it be in a pub, actually closing investment deals in Starbucks and Costa coffee houses, right the way through to boardrooms in the city, both here and in the US. But there's a consistent theme with that. The elevator pitch, the purpose of it is purely to get a conversation started. Many people actually feel that the purpose of a pitch when they go into a room is to close a deal when they leave that room. Sales is about confidence and building confidence. And the first step of that is giving people a clear, compelling proposition and reason to want to continue talking to you.
So, in fact, if you're meeting in a pub or informally, your guard may be down, and that may be more treacherous ground than having a formal PowerPoint presentation in a boardroom.
Exactly. So what you would do is simplify the context. You'd understand the, you know, if for example, you're selling a cancer research business and you have a friend that you're talking to in a pub who has money looking to invest, and it's more of an emotional reason for them. They may have had someone die of cancer in the last 5 years. You'd have to adjust your pitch accordingly. But of course, at all times when you're pitching, if it's in a pub, for example, you need to be on top of your game even more, because a careless sort of even just a few misspoken words can destroy that confidence and lead to the person losing confidence in you.
Now, I know that you're, if you like, very dominant in terms of time, that you believe an elevator pitch should be about 2 minutes, 5 minutes at maximum. Why do you feel so strident about that?
Well, I actually believe it's even shorter than that. I believe it's between 1 and 2 minutes, 2 minutes being the maximum. My belief is, if you haven't synthesized your concept, why you're doing it, how you're going to monetize it, and what's in it for the person who's listening to the pitch within 2 minutes, then you haven't got a compelling proposition. You haven't worked it through yet. You're not clear in your own business idea.
Well, Dr. Darren Disley, perhaps we can put you on the spot now. The next question is, what are the 9 C's of an effective elevator pitch, as you described them? Could you give us those 9 C's in 30 seconds?
Yes, I certainly can, but I won't do it as a list. You need to start with a concept. It can't be too complex. It needs to be able to synthesize very quickly. You need to present it in a clear, concise manner, and a manner that is credible. And credibility starts getting built by the message you give being consistent throughout and consistent between pitches. And only by then is your sort of proposition sort of concrete. And the last two things is that you need to keep it conversational and customized to the context in which you're presenting it.
That's quite difficult to do a quick, snappy, pricey of what your business is about, but keep it conversational. You know, it's very easy to just reel off a list, isn't it?
Very, very much so. And I think that just takes practice. I mean, the first one I ever gave, I nearly fainted.
Could you tell a joke?
In a pitch? You can do, but you have to be, again, very wary of the context.
Because I suppose one person's humour doesn't necessarily fit another's. Okay, clear vision of your business. When you've been involved in late night struggles with your concept, your science, your technology, isn't it quite difficult to emerge from that and know clearly where you want to go in the future? Because, of course, you've got all the information swimming around in your head.
It's a very big responsibility, and it varies from when you do your first business to when you're doing now, like me, your 10th business. The key thing that is consistent is you have to remember that you are the key negotiator in your business. That's your role, is to sell to everyone around you, whether you're selling up to investors or to board representatives who are providing governance for your business, whether you're selling to employees to make them understand what their role is, why they're doing it, and how they can best help move the business forward, whether you're talking to your customers in terms of understanding their needs and wants. You need to understand where you're positioned in your business. You are the master negotiator, and that is why you need to be excellent at sales.
So therefore, you know, the next question is about the pull for your product. But I suppose what you have to do is visualise your consumer. You've got to have a very clear vision, even, you know, give them a name, an identity, so that they feel very close to your own heart, themes and actions.
Yeah, I can use as an example Horizon Discovery, which was a common theme through my presentation at the Ignite workshop. There are two key drivers to our business, but I can use one to exemplify it most cleanly. Everyone is familiar with the human genome. When the President of the United States and Tony Blair stood side by side saying the sequencing of the genome is done, the age of personalized medicine is upon us. Now, in reality, that kind of hubris and overrepresentation of where the state of art was is a problem. But the reality is now everyone understands clearly that the translation of that genome into usable, practical tools that can be used by researchers, drug developers, and clinicians to get the right drugs to the right patient is there. So with technology like Horizons, where you have the ability to engineer the human genome at will at the highest level of resolution, it's very easy to just describe and position our technology in the ability to translate those millions of sequences of variation caused by the Human Genome Project into practical, understandable information. So in terms of research experiments, there are hundreds of millions of research experiments that need to be done, and our technology is uniquely positioned to address that.
So, gosh, if you can synthesise and get that down to an elevator pitch of a minute and a half,
difficult.
Yes.
Yeah, you can do anything. Okay, you talked about your presentation to the Ignite programme, but you used an example of X-Man TM to demonstrate the value of marketing pull of the Genesis TM product. And also that phrase again, the marketing pull. You like that, don't you?
I do indeed, because if you don't have a need, a problem that your product or services are going to solve, then you have no business. And that's what I've been about the market pull. And your objective is to align your science push, if you like, the technology drivers that you have, and position it to solve a problem in the market. Investors will understand that clearly. Now, I gave you a long-winded answer previously about the Horizon Discovery gene editing technology, but this is how you position it in one sentence. Horizon's precision genome editing technology enables the engineering of the human genome at will to create human cancer patients in a test tube.
Gosh, well, thank you for doing that. And your definition, Darren, of a long answer, that must be sort of 1 minute 45?
Yes, exactly. That is a particularly long answer.
Okay, you clearly practice what you preach, and thank you for explaining that to us. So you've explained the proposition, but what about the business value? Quantifying the value of your product to the business, is that hard to do? Do you need to get the accountants around the table? Clearly, you know, you can't have all of that skill set in one person, and unless you let others in to your invention, to your product, to what your vision is, you're going to fail.
Yeah, clearly you have to have others to synthesize information, but if you've crystallized what your unique selling point is and position it, the next key is how you can get across to anyone you're speaking to, how you monetize that. And in the case of X-Man, the model cancer patient, that's particularly easy because we've been able to demonstrate that this technology in the real world for drugs that are being prescribed to colorectal cancer patients now, based on our technology, we've been able to predict which subsets of patients, based on their genetic variations, will best respond to that drug. And based upon our work, the FDA and EMEA have mandated 40% of patients with particular genetic defects defined by us will not receive these frontline treatments, which has saved in the first year $750 million of misprescriptions by clinicians. And that's a cost saving that's passed on to the taxpayer and the healthcare service.
So that's a fairly strong argument, or as you call it, a pull. Darren, what is it that I, as the investor, wants to hear from you, the inventor?
Depending on the context, there are a number of things, but most of the things are common themes. So the first is people want someone who's impassioned about their idea and has a clear vision of what they're trying to achieve. The second thing is they're able to describe succinctly the science push, the novelty, the USP of their science or technology, and then are able to align that with a clear market need or pull. Then you need to understand, how are we going to make money out of it? Who's going to make money out of it? And what's in it for me? What are you asking from me? What would I get back in return for giving it to you? That's it.
And then in that case, tips to the novice entrepreneur. You said when we were sort of warming up for this interview that even though an elevator pitch should be less than 2 minutes, you don't rehearse yours because it has to, if you like, come from the heart and sound spontaneous too. Quite difficult, like tickling your head and touching your tummy at the same time. Quite difficult to be that glib and that fast in terms of your presentation, and yet make it sound as if it's the first time you ever said it.
I mean, that was the key. One of the 9 C's is you have to appear conversational. No one wants to be lectured to in a one-on-one, one-on-small group situation. So it's a skill of hiding the preparation. I may not present the same bullet points on each occasion, but the themes that I outlined in the previous answer are always there. Maybe not all of them in every pitch, but some of them and the core themes.
And so I suppose the tip to the budding entrepreneur is be confident, believe, and believe in your heart, in your product.
Yes, but don't present too much hubris. Be ultimately prepared underneath to answer any follow-up questions, but be confident in the proposition based upon the fact it is compelling science and technology with a clear market opportunity, and you know you can deliver it.
Dr. Darren Disley, Executive Chairman of Horizon Discovery Limited and Director of New Ventures at Executive Technologies, thank you for doing this interview for the Centre for Entrepreneurial Learning's Entrepreneurs and Experts podcast series today. It's been such a privilege.
Thank you very much. I've certainly enjoyed it.